Thank God they're on their way. It's so cold now. I'll be frozen stiff in a couple of hours. I hope I don't need to make another call. I've hardly any power left. Just the thought of the battery dying sends a shiver up my spine. Not something I need right now. To be so absolutely alone in the dark, in the middle of nowhere. What did we do before mobiles? How did we cope before? I know I used to, but it seems such an alien idea now. Oh, come on. Get it together, girl. I'm not really alone, am I? Plenty of people can see that I'm here. Hundreds of passing cars picking me up in their headlights. If I was really in trouble, I could stop any of them. Why didn't I take the car in last week when it was playing up? At least I was at home then, not an hour away. Trying to save money never seems to work out. Whatever's wrong with this damned hulk of tin is bound to put pay to any hope of booking my flight this month. Mum was right though. You never know when you might need the AA. They're the kind of insurance you can't afford to be without when the worst happens. She hadn't ever needed to call them before that camping holiday in Scotland. And there really was no one else around to flag down for help then. What would I do if someone actually stopped? If right now a car pulled up behind me and someone got out, I'd be trapped in my car with a psychotic maniac trying to get at me. No one else would stop to help me then. They'd assume I was receiving all the assistance I needed. What would I do then? Defend myself with a cigarette lighter? And that won't work now, will it? Stop. Stop it. I've got to calm down. No more crazy thoughts. It won't be long till I'm back on the road. At least, I hope so. Oh, where are they? Female, alone at night? I surely have to be on their priority list. I could really do something to warm me up. Why did I choose today to forget my hat and gloves? There's that picnic blanket in here somewhere, though. Please be on the back seat. Please don't be in the boot. I really don't want to get out. The traffic's flying past. Wow, this torch still works. I can't remember how many years ago I put it in the car for emergencies. There it is. Comfort in the guise of a picnic blanket. If only I had the picnic to go with it. I wish the radio would work. I feel like I'm going to go bonkers soon. I was just getting into the festive mood, imagining the mince pies and the mulled wine. There must be a bag of sweets hidden somewhere. I know I bought some on that trip to Cardiff. Driving home for Christmas. I'm sure that was the song that was playing when everything just stopped dead. It's now just repeating away in the back of my mind, tormenting me with its hopes of ever getting home. Oh, yuck. These are not the sweets I was thinking of. What are they? Pear drops, according to the packet. Now crystallised goo. Jesus, my phone's loud. Someone loves me at least. I'm not so very alone. Can you pick up some tea bags if you stop at a garage? I guess I should be grateful that they aren't worried where I am yet. I can't wait to get home. I wish now that I wasn't travelling alone. I could have had that lift with Jenny last night. She did offer when she heard about last week's car trouble. I shouldn't have been so soft and given in to work pressure. It was supposed to be the first day of my holiday. It wasn't as if anyone actually achieved anything at work today, except for stuffing in a few more mince pies. Oh God, I don't believe it. My worst fears, that van is definitely pulling up behind. There's someone getting out. Oh, you daft woman. It's your saviour, in fluorescent yellow. I may still be driving home for Christmas yet.